Sky News Centre at 6. A police officer being held in connection with the disappearance of Sarah Everard has now been arrested on suspicion of murder. The 33-year-old went missing in the Clapham area of South London last Wednesday night. Today, the search has mainly focused on woodland close to Ashford in Kent. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt is nearby.
It doesn't necessarily mean that police have found a body, but they clearly believe that this officer has murdered Sarah Everard, and that really is the worst news that her family had been expecting.
The Metropolitan Police officer, a man in his 40s, also faces a separate allegation of indecent exposure. Piers Morgan has stood by his comments about the Duchess of Sussex, who's understood to have made a formal complaint about him. He quit as presenter of Good Morning Britain and says he doubts Meghan's interview remarks about her mental health. Boris Johnson's told Iran's president that Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe must be allowed to return to her family in the UK. The dual national had her ankle tag removed at the end of a 5-year prison sentence on Sunday, but is due back in court this weekend. Meanwhile, the PM insists the government hasn't blocked the export of a single coronavirus vaccine. The president of the European Council claims the UK's imposed an outright ban on jabs to the EU.
This pandemic has put us all on the same side in the battle for global health. We oppose vaccine nationalism in all its forms. I trust that all sides of the House will join me in rejecting this suggestion and calling on all our partners to work together to tackle this pandemic.
Surge testing is being rolled out in parts of southwest London after someone tested positive for the South African variant of coronavirus. It affects the Battersea and Putney areas. And Manchester City can go 14 points clear at the top of the Premier League this evening. They've just kicked off at home to Southampton and the score is 0-0. That's the latest. I'm Richard Newman.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hydroplane in the fan. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And cheap vibes are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sunshine we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath promise to get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my.
But no promise to get out to the end. Now that it's raining. Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb and you are listening to Phoenix 98 FM for my show World Wide Web. In the studio with me this week isn't my dad, it's my mum instead. Hello.
Hello.
You came on last year as well.
I did, I know, for my annual airing.
Yes. So my dad is on a work meeting, which was more important than radio, as you would have known if you listened in last week. But you are here this week as a coverage.
Yes, I know.
Yes. But it's going to be all the same. We've got our main story out around the world with an around the world story, which you're going to be doing.
Yeah, I've got one up our, my sleeve.
Yep, our food talk and then our two little stories. So a normal show, just a different co-host.
Yeah, it's all the girls, isn't it?
Yeah.
International Women's Day yesterday.
Yeah.
Or Monday, was it, I think?
I don't know. Either yesterday or Monday. Right. One of the two.
Either way.
Yeah, either Monday girls. Or Tuesday. Yes, so our first story this week, Manga finishes epic challenge. So on the 26th of February, Bill Manga completed a challenge to walk, kayak and cycle 140 miles across England in 4 days. Manga is a professional racing driver who lost both of his legs in a crash when he was only 17 years old. 1 year later, he became the first double amputee to race competitively in a single-seater racing car. Manga, who is 21 years old, took on the challenge to raise money for a charity, for the charity Comic Relief. He started on the 22nd of February and with an 18-mile walk of the northeast of England from the Gateshead Millennium. That's it, bridge. To Durham Cathedral. Manga, who has artificial legs, said the walk left him feeling battered and bruised and sore. So it must have been hard to think, even walking with legs quite far hurts.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But then having prosthetic legs, it must have been even harder having them on as well.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure that he realised that it wasn't going to be an easy task, hence why he did it.
Yeah. The second part of his challenge, kayaking in the Lake District, was delayed by bad weather. Manga had never kayaked before the challenge. On the 24th of February, he paddled 6.5 miles across Ulswater, a large lake in Cumbria. The next day, he cycled 65 miles from Birmingham to a place in Oxford. Until he started training for the challenge, Manga had never ridden a bike since his crash in April 2017. It was while cycling up a steep hill on the third day of the challenge that Manga said he had to dig the deepest that he had ever had to before. The final stage of the challenge was on the 26th of February, and Manga completed 21 laps of the Brands Hatch Motor Racing Track in Kent. The first 18 of these were on bike, and the last three on foot. After completing the challenge, Manga uploaded a video to his Twitter account where he said he had been the toughest, most exhausting, most incredible 4 days of his life. He finished by saying, "I'm going to bed now and no exercise for me for the next few days." The documentary of Manga's journey will be shown on BBC One later this month. So it's actually being documented.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, will be showed on BBC One a bit later this month.
Yeah.
So sometime in March. And I'm sure you could probably find that release date somewhere online if you just search up Manga's Journey BBC One.
Well, I think Comic Relief is on the 19th.
Maybe
of this
then,
month,
then.
I think.
Or a little bit maybe after that.
Yeah. Does it say how much he raised?
No, but I'm pretty sure you could probably find that out as well. And I'm guessing, because Comic Relief do raise a lot of money.
Or millions of pounds.
Yeah. I'm guessing it would be a lot. But what really surprised me is that was his first time kayaking.
Yeah, and that's...
He hadn't even done any training beforehand. It was his first time actually doing it.
Yeah, and I mean, I've never kayaked, but I can imagine it's not particularly easy to do.
I think I have with, like, guides or brownies, and I'm pretty sure I fell in.
Yeah, and that was probably on a lake as well, wasn't it? Rather than actually on a river.
Yes. So it is very hard, especially going from walking, kayaking. At least kayaking, you kind of get to sit down.
So yeah, but it's very physically demanding if you've got a, you've obviously got to row with the oars. So it's not just, you know, sit there and relax.
Yeah. It was kind of, it was in a quite a good order though, because although you can't just relax doing kayaking, you've got to use your arms.
Yeah, you're resting walking, your legs, aren't you?
Yeah, walking. He was like sitting, he was walking and then sitting down for kayaking and then cycling. He was walking, basically using his artificial legs again.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you get to rest them when you're doing kayaking.
Yeah, well, good for him anyway.
Yes.
Good achievement. Yeah, well, amazing exactly. achievement, actually.
Yeah. And it's just amazing that he's managed to do it in 4 days. Obviously, I think it might have been 3 days if it hadn't been, the kayaking hadn't been postponed due to the bad weather.
Yeah, and you say the cycling part, that was the first time he'd been on a bike since he'd had his accident.
Yeah, since he'd had his crash in April of 2017.
Wow.
So even then, like with the kayaking, he hadn't done any training beforehand.
No, and I mean, you know, if you'd had a serious accident like that, riding a bike, you'd probably be the last thing you'd want to do is get on a bike again.
Yeah.
So it's a, you know, personal achievement for him as well as a you know, a financial one for Comic Relief.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the track he, motor racing track.
Oh, Brands Hatch, yeah.
Yeah. That, I'm not too sure, but that might have been the one he maybe had his crash on. Because why would he have walked around? Why would that be the specific location he wanted to end?
Yeah, that's true.
So it might have been the place he had the crash. So he thought, right, I'm going to walk around here.
Mm.
As if to kind of like, right, I'm going to face it again. I'm going to face the fear of coming back here.
Yeah.
But that was our main story for this week. A very inspirational one.
Yes, definitely.
One you want to think, right, he's done that with artificial legs. And like someone to aspire to be like. Like think, right, he's done that. Like that.
Yeah.
And that's a huge achievement.
Of course it is.
So, like that. Now, our first song this week is All You Ever Wanted by Rag & Bone Man.
No painted trains on the underground, no kids with spray cans jumping over fences. And the ties all march in a straight line, deafening the sound of the helpless. It's a city of a thousand heartbeats, no room for another soul. Same building on a different street, and nobody knows. Tear it down, tear it down. For the hole in the wall, cause people still need cash to buy their freedom. Moving forward, walking by, everyone is falling, we don't see them. They're away from a struggle, bad luck, money slipping right through the cracks. It's a shame how we don't know what we really have. Tear it down till it's gone.
to keep a dream alive. No sign on an old street I don't recognize.
That was All I Ever Wanted by Rag & Bowman. Now, though, it is time for the part of this part of the show. Our Around the World update. Three stories from somewhere around the world. Could be anywhere around the world. Just three little stories. I will go first as usual. And our first place, we are in Indonesia, where a rare bird spotted after 180 years. So, a black-browed babbler, a bird native to the island, has been spotted after 180 years after it was last seen. In 1840, Charles Lucien Bonaparte caught the bird and named it. However, the species has not been seen again until October 2020, when two men spotted it and photographed it. Experts have now confirmed it is the black-browed babbler. So I think it's called that because if you look in the picture, or if you search one up now quickly, just search up black-browed babbler. Yeah. You can see it kind of have like little eyebrows.
Oh, nice.
So I think that's why it's got the browed.
Got HD brows, is it?
Yes. But even though it says it was seen in October 2020, obviously people who spotted it and took a picture of it must have just thought, oh, it's just a bird. And then might have thought maybe it is actually that, so gave it to experts to have a look. That's why it's only just now in March.
Yeah.
Actually being said that it is indeed that bird.
Wow.
I'm not going to say it because it's the tongue twister. So where are we off to now?
Right, we're off to Pompeii in Italy, where a ceremonial chariot has been unearthed. So archaeologists have found the remains of a chariot near the ancient Roman city of Pompeii. So archaeologists, as we know, are experts who study ancient man-made objects to help us understand history. So Pompeii was covered in ash when the volcano Mount Vesuvius erupted in AD 79. The chariot was decorated with images of flowers, and researchers think it was used for festivals and parades. So the experts are now working to clean it up. So interestingly, when volcanoes erupt, especially in Pompeii, there was a process called vitrification occurs, which is when material is burned at high heat and then cooled rapidly, and it turns it into glass or a glaze, which is why archaeologists have found quite a lot of artefacts and actually human remains in sort of quite good condition because of this vitrification process. So that explains that, I would imagine. But the picture shows that this chariot is actually in pretty good nick for being really rather old.
Yes. And our final one, we are now going to the US, where a family has made an enormous snow snake.
Obviously.
Everywhere seemed to have snow now. Not now, but this year. We had snow in early February. Early or later? End of January.
Yes,
sort of.
It was around then, wasn't it?
Yes. So, a family in the US have made an incredible snake out of snow. It is 23 metres long, and Morn Mosley and his five siblings spent 10 hours working on the frosty sculpture in their front garden. They used spray paint for the colour and patterns on its back. Morn said that it was the youngest member of the family, 11-year-old Nishna, who came up with the idea. In 2019, the family made an impressive snow tiger. I wonder what they'll do next time it snows. Maybe a snow elephant.
Well, yeah, I would imagine it'd be something quite impressive if they've already done a tiger and now a snake.
And a snake, a 23-metre-long snake.
Yeah, but then I think they did have an awful lot of snow in the States.
By the look of it, it does look like a lot. I thought it, when I first looked at the picture, I thought it was like a statue of something. Of a snake and not snow at all.
It's very impressive. And
especially the details they've done on it with the spray paint.
Yeah, that's they've gone the whole hog with that, haven't they?
Yes. I would do it if one, if we had more snow, and two, but it will just melt.
Yeah, but
so
I mean,
it's fun while it lasts.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, what a way to sort of, you know, celebrate having loads and loads of snow and not being able to go anywhere or do anything. So, you know,
that is very true. Our next song this week is Afterglow by Ed Sheeran.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red. Saturday morning is fading. The sun's reflected by the coffee in your hand. My eyes are caught in your gaze all over again. We were love drunk, waiting on a miracle, trying to find ourselves in the winter snow. So alone in love, like the world had disappeared. Oh, I won't be silent and I won't let go. I will hold on tight until the afterglow, and we'll burn so bright till the darkness softly clears. Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow. Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
I'm like the water when your ship rolled in that night. Rough on the surface, but you cut through like a knife. If it was an open shut case, I never would have known from the look on your face. Lost in your current like a priceless wine. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you to take my hand. Wreck my plans, that's my man. Life was a willow and it bent right to your wind. Feel
lies I cheat to win. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you to take my hand. Wreck my plans, that's my man. You know that my train could take you home. Anywhere else is hollow. I'm begging for you to take my hand. Wreck my plans, that's my man. Life was a willow and it bent right to your wind. Trend. Wait for the signal and I'll meet you after dark. Show me the places where the others gave you scars. Now this is an open shut case. I guess I should have known from the look on your face. Every bit and switch was a work of art. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I'm for you to take my hand, make my plans, that's my man. You know that my train could take you home. Anywhere else is hollow. I'm begging for you to take my hand, make my plans, that's my man. All that you say, the less I know. Whenever you stray, I follow. Begging for you to take my hand, wreck my plans, that's my man.
That was Afterglow by Ed Sheeran and Willow by Taylor Swift. Now, though, it's time for the part of the show which always makes me hungry. And I don't know about you, but even just reading the title of this, it's already making me hungry.
Yep.
So it's the world's most expensive biryani. So, the Bombay Burra restaurant in Dubai has created the world's most expensive biryani by topping it with an edible gold leaf. So it's not just like a leaf which you can pull from a tree.
No.
It's like, it's kind of like paper, sort of.
Yeah, like it's it's stuck to, they stick it to card, don't they? And
yeah.
Then it has to be, they pick it off with tweezers and it's very floaty.
Yes, but also very pretty and expensive.
Yes.
So the dish takes 45 minutes to prepare and costs £194.
What?
And is served on a giant platter carried by two waiters. Two waiters.
So it's presumably that big?
Yes.
Right, okay.
That it has to be carried by two people, not just like on a big tray, by two waiters.
Yeah.
That is big. Goji Sandes, the restaurant floor manager, says the extravagant curry is topped with more than 20 pieces of edible gold leaf for a truly luxurious finish. The meal can be fed up to 6 people.
Okay.
So it's like a sharing meal. It's not just one to one, but probably someone could have it to themselves.
Yes.
But that'd all they need to eat for weeks if it can feed up to 6 people.
Yeah, I mean, putting it in that context, then, you know, it's not like it's just one serving for one person. Even so, it's still an awful lot of money for a curry.
Yes. But, so, a biryani is rice with...
Yeah, it's usually something, either chicken or prawn or vegetable, that's accompanied with rice. So, basically, a biryani is a good curry to have because...
Yeah, because it already comes with it.
Exactly.
And you don't have to pay extra for... the rice. That is making me hungry already. Just reading
a story.
We do
like a curry, don't we?
Yes. But what we always say, it's the story which I look forward to, but I don't look forward to. Because after that, I'm just hungry.
Yeah.
And really, really want something to eat.
Exactly. You should have your dinner before you come on air then.
But then it would still make me hungry. True. I'd read it and be like, I'm still hungry though. I'm reading this and it's making me hungry.
Yeah.
But that is our food talk for this week. It's short. Our food talks are usually quite short.
But yes.
You don't want to talk too much about food because then it makes you want to have more food and eat a lot of it.
Yeah.
But our song, we now have one song. Last was a double. Then we will have our two little stories. I might do an extra one depending on what time it is. But our next song is Secrets by Regard X-Ray.
I don't know about you, there's something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets. I don't know about you, there's something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets.
What a way to drop a bombshell, baby, cause you really didn't think I'd find out. And the signs cry, I'm on the side where the lights out. Know that you feel it, know that you feel it, holding on my heart and hips.
Sippin' with my girl, sippin' white like I don't know about you. There's something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets. I don't know about you. There's something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets. Oh.
What you doing? Tell me, swimming on out. On my knees, I'm praying. In a room on the floor with the lights on. Clothes in the kitchen, I'ma light it and leave it for you. Holding up my heart and hips.
Falling out of love again.
Yeah.
Falling on my in bed. Falling out of love again. It's been a very, very long night. Sipping with my girl, sipping wine like.
Time for this week's two little stories, maybe even three if we have enough time. But our first one is a vaccine for 6.2 centimetre man. Now, when I first read that, I was like, a 6.2 centimetre person. I even got my ruler. And it's about, yeah, I know you can't see, but you can. In the studio. It's about that big.
Yeah, there's something not right there.
Yes. So a 32-year-old man in England was offered a COVID-19 vaccine after he was listed as 6.2 centimetres tall, instead of his real height of 6 feet 2 inches. It was probably when you can put in your size. He accidentally clicked centimetres.
What he did that or somebody else did?
I don't know. But maybe that, yeah, because sometimes you can change it. It might have already been at centimetres, but you didn't realise and thought it might have been in feet.
That surprises me because a lot of the time, if you put in incorrect information like that,
yeah,
it won't let you carry on any further.
Yeah. So 6 feet 2 inches is about 1.9 metres.
Yes, that's quite tall.
Yes. Doctors calculated Liam Propp's weight as being far too high for his body. This would increase getting risks of seriously ill if he caught COVID-19. Luckily, the man realised there had been a mistake. He now waits to have a jab along with the other people in his age group. So just because he put in 6.2 centimetres and then realised it was wrong doesn't mean he still gets to have it.
But
earlier,
he realised the mistake.
Yeah.
Not the medical staff that contacted him.
No.
About getting a vaccine.
No.
Right.
Great. So the man who accidentally put it in himself realised the mistake he'd made.
Yeah. Okay.
But our next one, this is a real or rubbish, but it is real. So I'm just saying that now.
Oh, because spoil it then.
No, because I'm not a big fan of the real or rubbish when I go, is it real or rubbish? Because I feel like when saying it on air, it's like saying it's not, is it real or not real? And then you just say it's real straight away. So I always put out there that it is actually real. So everything I am saying,
well, it's your show.
It's true.
Your show.
Yeah. So a muted professor gives a lecture. So a university professor in Singapore gave an online two-hour lecture to his students, only to find out at the end he had been muted the whole time.
Oh dear.
Yes. Dong Wang, the Department of Mathematics at the University of Singapore, realised at the end of the class that his students had been unable to hear him when he was asking if they had any questions. One pupil replied, "Hi, Professor. Usually you were muted the whole time, so we couldn't hear anything you said." Some students left the call, but more than 20 waited patiently until the end of the lesson. So
they didn't even try and get his attention to...
They did.
All right.
So when I flip over to find it real, the real part, the professor did give a two-hour lecture to his students, were unable to hear him. The pupils tried to get the teacher's attention by calling his phone and messaging, but the professor was too focused on teaching the lesson to actually notice.
Right.
So he was too involved with the lesson and interested in teaching them about math that he didn't realise he was muted and talking to himself.
Oh dear. Probably quite a common mistake, though.
Yes.
Many people have made in the past year,
but
being on mute.
Instead of like looking at the calls he was getting, the messages he was having, like most teachers do, if they have that problem, if like people start giving them loads of messages and they're like, oh, what's going on? Maybe I am muted. He was too involved in teaching his own lesson that he didn't even look at any of them.
No.
Until 2 hours later, when it was the end of the lesson. I wonder what they did.
Well, yeah, do you think the poor students had to stay
sit
there and wait
for
another 2 hours?
And just listen to the thing they did. Or maybe they would have been able to, even though they couldn't hear him, they could still see it visually.
Yep, true. If he was sharing his screen.
Yeah, and writing maybe on a board in a classroom in front of a computer. But especially with all like, online school. It is, as you said, a mistake that probably happens quite often.
Yes.
Because there's just a mute button. You might go on mute for a bit and forget you were on mute and just start talking and people be like, I can't hear you. Is he saying anything?
Yeah, exactly.
This is a long wait to start.
It's very quiet.
Yes. And you know what? We have a little bit more time. So I will read this one I was going to talk about. But I thought, no, you know what? I think this one's better. But you know what? Because we have time.
Yeah,
we
not?
Will. A seal has been found wiggling on the street. So, a woman in Canada called the police after she spotted a seal wiggling its way down the street. Lillian Reynolds saw the seal when she was looking out of her kitchen window in the morning of the 21st of February. When the police arrived, they tried to wrap the blanket around the seal, but it just put it in the car. He was slipping and sliding off the blanket, Reynolds said. It was just like watching a TV show. The police then drove the seal to the seashore and released it back into its natural habitat.
Ah, I wonder where he was going.
Yeah, where do you think you're going? You're going to the shops? What food do you need? What drink?
It's a bit strange, isn't it? But
yes.
he'd obviously strayed from the seashore, hadn't he?
Yes. He definitely wasn't where he was supposed to be.
No.
That's for sure.
Yes.
Just wiggling down the street. That must have been weird to see on a morning, just looking out your window and seeing a seal. Okay.
Yeah.
Good morning.
What was
the first thing you saw this morning?
That's a bit of a double take moment, isn't it?
Yeah. Sure that's a seal? It definitely was one. But it just was going down. Maybe going to the shops. Maybe going down to the park. Maybe getting a bit of exercise.
Yeah.
Maybe getting his daily exercise.
Who knows?
The seal.
Well, yeah.
That's the only person who knows.
Okay.
The only animal who knows.
Only he has that information.
Yes. Our next song, it is a double song. We have got All Night, The Night by Avicii and Outside by Calvin Harris featuring Ellie Goulding.
Once upon a younger year, when all our shadows disappeared, the animals inside came out to play. Went face to face with all our fears, learned our lessons through the tears, made memories we knew would never fade. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. He took me in his arms, I heard him say, when you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid. He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me. To those shining stars, he said, go venture far beyond the shores. Don't forsake this life of yours. I'll guide you home no matter where you are. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. When I was just a kid, I heard him say, when you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid. He said, one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Out of
was The Night by Avicii and Outside by Calvin Harris featuring Ellie Goulding. Now, we do have a little bit more time. So, there is a story that I have found in the magazine, which is The Week in History. And it is actually today, the 10th of March. But in 2006.
Oh, yeah.
So, NASA's satellite begins orbiting Mars. So, 15 years ago, the NASA Mars reconnaissance.
Reconnaissance.
Oh, I said it right.
You did. Well done.
Orbiter, the MRO, began examining Mars from high above the planet's surface and searching the site for signs of water. The MRO used radio waves to map the inside of ice caps on Mars. That's odd, because whenever we think of Mars, we think of a very hot,
yes,
place.
Hot, and then red planet.
Yeah, and then there's ice caps.
Yeah.
Hang on. Ice plus heat equals water.
Mm.
So,
well, that's what they're looking for, though, isn't it? Water.
Yeah. It was launched from Cape Canaveral Air...
Canaveral.
I said that. I did.
In your head, you might have done.
Air Force Station in the US on the 12th of August 2005. Between August 2005 and March 2006, the MRO travelled through space before reaching Mars's atmosphere. It's still circling the red planet and sending back information. Which I think that was quite a good story, because...
So it's still doing that now?
Yep.
15 years on?
Yep.
Wow.
And I thought that was quite good, because even now we're getting information like the rovers on Mars.
Yep.
And just all stuff about Mars is still going on. And to think that 15 years ago, in 2006, the NASA satellite began orbiting Mars.
Yep.
So, like, the first thing to start orbiting Mars and maybe examining what was going on Mars and trying to find ice caps, water.
Yeah, and just think of all the information that they would have gathered in all that time.
Over those 15 years. But
No little green men on there, though.
No,
there?
No aliens yet. Yet, we don't know.
Yeah, no, that's true.
The rover might find some.
Yep.
Then they might get in the Range Rover, start driving it.
Right.
But we don't know. But that is all from me this week. I will be back next week with more from The Week Junior. How have you found this week?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. Thanks for having me on.
You are welcome. Will you be back next week?
No, I might pop back next year.
In the year's time. I was here 2 years ago
this is my second visit in the time you've been doing this.
And you did do very well.
Thank you.
Very well.
I've got indeed. A face for radio, haven't I?
And so that is all from me this week. I'll be back next week with more from The Week Junior. And remember, new week, new news here on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Goodbye.
Your picture perfect blue, sunbathing on the moon, stars shining as your bones illuminate. First kiss just like a drug, under your influence. It's hit me over, you're the magic in my veins. This must be love. Boom, clap, sound in my heart. The beat goes on and on and on and on. That boom, clap, you make me feel good. Come on to me, come on to me now. Boom, clap, sound in my heart. The beat goes on and on and on and on. That boom, clap, you make me feel good. Come on to me, come on to me now. No silver or no gold, it could dress me up so good. You're the glitter in the darkness of my world. Just tell me what to do, I'll fall right into you. You're going under, cause a spell, just say the word. I feel your love. Boom, clap, the sound in my heart. The beat goes on and on and on and on. And boom, clap, you make me feel good. Come on to me, come on to me.
y'all know what it is. Katy Perry, Juicy J. Let's rave.
I knew you were gonna come to me.
And here you are,
but you better choose carefully.
Cause I'm
capable of anything, of anything and everything.
Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your
going back.
You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turns cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty. I'm gon' put her in a coma. Damn, I think I love her. Shot it so bad, I sprung and I don't care. She wrapped me like a roller coaster, turned the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug. I was trying to hit it and quit it, but little mama so dope, I messed around and got